Fish lovers, take note. Dietary recommendations say to eat 2 to 3 servings of fish per week, but it might not be environmentally sustainable. This is the message in a study published today in the Canadian Medical Association Journal. And joining us is one of the study's authors, Rashid Soumaila, and he is the acting director of UBC's Fisheries Center. And welcome to BC Almanac today, Rashid.
You're welcome. Thank you, sir.
I understand it was you as a fish scientist and a nutritionist, the other half of this study. And what did you try and determine?
Yeah, I think this study is a beautiful illustration of what kind of outcomes you can get when you bring people of different disciplines together to do a piece of research. You know, we had a couple of colleagues at the University of Toronto who are medical nutritionists, and Daniel Pauli and myself here from the Fisheries Center coming together to do a neat study. And the key message of this study is that from the medical side, a meta-analysis has illustrated that the evidence that fish is good for us is quite weak. The medical evidence for that is not as strong as the general public thinks. And from the fisheries side, our own work at the Fisheries Center and around the world has shown that there's a lot of pressure on our ocean fish stocks because of high demand. And in this part of the story, the evidence is very strong. So you have two pieces of research that together send a very powerful message to consumers.
Yeah, and I think it's a very concerning message to consumers as well who rely on fish for their diet. And are you telling us that we shouldn't be eating any fish, or how far do you go with this?
Oh, no. This is really trying to get to those of us who eat fish because we believe, just because we believe that fish is good for our health, right? And what this study does is to say that now you can tell your family, like me, I can explain to my family why we really don't need to eat 2 to 3 portions of fish in a week in order to be healthy, because the evidence is not that strong, you know? I think this is where the story comes in. Oh, I love eating fish myself, but it's just that I need to do it carefully if I also want my children and grandchildren to have the possibility to eat fish, you know. So that is the message here.
Are there sustainable fisheries here in British Columbia that we can eat and not feel guilty about?
Yeah, there are a number of seafood choices groups that have come up with what kind of fish choices, cards and so on the net you can find that tell you what type of fish in what area are sustainably caught and therefore you can eat. The Monterey Aquarium has a sea choices card that helps people to do this. Right here in BC, as far as I know, the halibut fisheries, black cod, sablefish fisheries have been quite reasonably managed, and they show signs of sustainability. So those two look good.
Have we seen a swing to more demand for fish in recent years as well?
Yeah, we've seen that because increasingly, for various reasons, there's more demand for fish. One is population growth, and this will be mostly in the developing part of the world. The other thing is increasing incomes, which means that more people can buy fish. And if you couple these two together with the campaign, or with the kind of message we get from medical people, I mean, the predominant message that the public receives that fish is good for us, then all this add up to the demand for fish.
Because they contain omega-3 fatty acids, and those are, I'm sure there are an equal number of studies, if not more, that would say we need omega-3s from fish for brain development, for instance. What about that?
Yes, and that is, you are right. I mean, there are studies that say this. But also there are other sources of omega-3 fatty acids. And our medical colleagues have actually listed possible ways of meeting these needs, right, without harming or without hampering the possibilities for our ocean resources to keep giving us fish, without depleting fisheries, so to say.
Those are plant-based.
They are plant-based, the canola and other algae sources, right?
Yes, but
which are also the main sources where fish get them anyway, right?
algae sources. Now, there's an interesting possibility that we could be eating more algae to make up for the omega-3s we're missing from the fish. Have you tasted algae?
Yeah, that is a lot of experiments, I'm told by our medical colleagues, are being done now to try to perfect these sources. Of course, they are not right there yet, but there are possibilities.
After all is said and done, your research here as a fish scientist and the research on the part of the nutritionists, what's the bottom line? What is your recommendation to the average person who likes to eat some fish?
Yeah, my recommendation is, eat some fish, but just have in mind that you don't need to eat a lot of fish to be healthy, but eat some fish. And this takes me to a lecture I attended by our UBC Brain Center here. The director was talking about trying to identify the most important variable in our health and longevity. And what he came up with was that from their studies, actually, the key one is how much food you take into your body. So if, for example, you eat 10% less than what you would love to eat, given that you have the food, you increase your longevity by 10%. And so on and so forth. So the key thing is to look for balanced diet, eat reasonably, and have a bit of fish, and you will be fine.
Okay. Thanks very much, Rashid.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Rashid Sumaila. He is the acting director of UBC's Fisheries Center. So, what do you think? Are you going to keep eating fish to the extent that you might be right now? Are you concerned about the possible impact on the fisheries themselves and their sustainability? Give us a call on TalkBack, 1-888-866-6104. In the Lower Mainland, 604-662-6104, or you can email almanac@vancouver.cbc.ca. Apparently Farley Mowat has said not eating fish anymore. Farley has made that decision. Tomorrow on the program, we're going to follow up with Dr. Tim Yeomans, one of our health columnists, who puts us in a different perspective as well. That's coming up on BC Almanac. Well, happy